Some refer to this place as the Seven Sacred Pools. Make a trip here and you'll find the true number probably can't be accurately numbered. It's a place of natural beauty and one sacred for hundreds of years to the natives of Maui. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Walter Pugh helps oversee a truly beautiful place in Haleakala National Park on the island of Maui.
The streams are natural, and below every waterfall, whether it be 400 feet or 3 feet or 2 feet, there's a little pool just below it.
Walter is speaking of what many refer to as the Seven Sacred Pools. Take a hike here and you'll find many more than those seven in the title.
If you took a junction about the mile point in the bamboo forest, there's another stream that makes a left turn and goes into the Kipahulu Valley. Now, that stream goes back like 8 miles, and it's the longest unobstructed stream in the state of Hawaii. And that's the one that has 260 pools and waterfalls.
You can hear the waterfalls in the background of the interview. To Walter and many natives, this place is often referred to by the name Ohio. There is reverence to the place that dates back hundreds of years.
The sacredness was probably the water, because water was always sacred to the Polynesians, yeah. As far as being a secret, no. A lot of people that came out here back in the time.
Today, thousands of people make the drive on the curvy highway over 60 miles to the east side of Maui to see some of those falls and streams. Walter has been around this place all of his life. He remembers the days as a kid when far fewer people traveled here.
We used to all, you know, go swimming in these pools and get all cold and go out on the street on the bumpy highway, plantation highway, and lie out on the road and just get warm up, you know. There's a bunch of us kids all in the middle of the road just hanging out, lying there.
He says one of his cousins would watch for the occasional car and tell them to get off the highway when someone approached. It's a place of natural beauty and history, a place that Walter enjoys sharing with others. Traveling the countryside at Haleakala National Park, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.